Ever wish you could just like choose to feel grateful, you know, even when things are tough?
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're looking at today.
Okay.
In this deep dive, we're taking a close look at Claude Needham's book, Gratefuling, A Stairway to Bliss. And
Interesting.
it's all about, you know, not just feeling thankful, but actually training your brain to find those moments of
That's
appreciation.
like building gratitude as a skill.
Exactly. It's like working a muscle.
Yeah.
The more you use it, the stronger it gets.
What I found interesting was this whole concept of gratefuling as a verb, an active process. You know, it's about shifting your perspective from waiting for gratitude to just appear to intentionally seeking it out, like even generating it.
And he's got all kinds of cool stuff in
Oh,
here.
yeah.
Exercises tailored for like different learning styles, visual folks, people who learn by doing. He
Wow.
even walks you through creating a gratitude board to remind yourself of, you know, all the things that you appreciate.
It's a pretty unique approach.
It is. It is. And he really encourages you to like play around with it, experiment, and find what works for you.
It's about cultivating that open mind and willingness to explore.
So the book's structured in three parts, starting with recognizing gratitude.
Okay.
This is where Needham emphasizes the importance of acknowledging what you're already grateful for as a foundation, you know.
Right.
It's like taking stock of your gratitude inventory.
Before you start expanding it.
Right, exactly. And it aligns with a lot of the research in positive psychology, where, you know, focusing on the good things actually trains your brain to notice and savor them more.
Makes sense.
And Needham's got some really neat tools for this. One that stood out to me was the gratitude jar.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine this. You write down things you're grateful for throughout the month,
Okay.
little moments, big wins, anything really. And then at the end of the month, you get to read through them all.
It's like this tangible way to see how much gratitude already exists in your life.
Yeah.
We're often so focused on what's missing that we kind of overlook the abundance right in front of us.
Totally. He also talks about the gratitude walk.
A what?
Gratitude walk, where you simply go for a stroll
Okay.
and just let your mind wander, noticing things you appreciate along the way,
Okay.
the rustling leaves, the warmth of the sun, even just the ability to move your body.
I like that. It connects gratitude to your physical senses
Yeah.
and to being present in the moment.
And, you know, research shows that spending time in nature can amplify feelings of well-being and appreciation.
Right.
So it further boosts the impact of the walk.
It's all connected.
It, yes,
Yeah.
it is. Another powerful tool he suggests is writing a gratitude letter. And this isn't just like a casual thank you note.
Okay.
It's the heartfelt expression of appreciation to someone who's made a difference in your life.
No, that's interesting. There's real emotional depth to that. By taking the time to really reflect on the impact someone has had and articulate those feelings, you're not only strengthening your bond with them, but also deepening your own sense of gratitude for the positive relationships in your life.
And he also encourages you to, you know, incorporate small gratitude rituals into your daily routine, like maybe starting each morning by listing three things you're grateful for, or taking a moment before bed to appreciate the day's little wins.
These micro practices are key because they like weave gratitude into the fabric of your day. So it's less of an occasional event and more of a constant companion. Think of it as setting the tone for your day with appreciation or ending it on a positive note.
Now, recognizing gratitude is just the first step.
Right.
Needham then challenges you to actively invite more gratitude into your life.
Okay.
And that's where things get really interesting.
So the second set of exercises focuses on creating opportunities for gratitude, not just noticing what's already there. It's about moving beyond awareness to action.
One of the exercises that jumped out at me was random acts of kindness.
Oh, yeah, love
You know those
that.
small gestures that brighten someone's day?
Yeah.
Holding a door open, offering a genuine compliment,
Right.
helping someone carry groceries.
Think about the last time you helped someone. Did you notice a shift in your own mood? There's a reason they call it the helper's high. By focusing on making others feel good, you actually boost your own sense of well-being and happiness, which naturally fosters a sense of gratitude.
It's like you're putting positive energy out into the world and it comes right back to you.
Exactly. Another interesting exercise is the positivity swap. We all have that inner critic, that voice that loves to point out our flaws. This exercise challenges you to become aware of that negative self-talk.
Yeah.
And consciously swap it out for a positive or neutral statement.
This is harder than it sounds.
It is.
You start to realize how much negativity we carry around without even noticing it.
Yep.
But imagine the impact of like consciously shifting that internal dialogue.
It's incredibly empowering.
Yeah.
When you start to recognize your strengths and appreciate your own efforts.
Right.
It creates a fertile ground for gratitude to flourish.
And this is where Needham gets really playful. He has you practicing gratitude for everyday things.
Yeah.
Things you might normally take for granted.
Like what?
Your shoes.
My shoes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Think about it. Your shoes allow you to walk, run, explore.
True.
They protect your feet. They can even, like, express your personal style.
That's a good point.
By shifting your focus to those positive aspects,
yeah.
You suddenly appreciate something you might have overlooked before.
Interesting.
He even challenges you to appreciate your clothes.
Okay.
Imagine different scenarios in your life and how clothing played a positive role.
Uh-huh.
Providing warmth, comfort, maybe even a boost of confidence for, like, a big presentation.
He's reminding you that gratitude isn't just for these special occasions.
Right.
It's about finding those sparks of appreciation in the everyday.
Yeah.
The mundane, even the seemingly insignificant.
Yeah.
And that's a powerful shift in perspective.
And he doesn't stop at material things either.
Oh, really?
He has exercises for appreciating your senses, your health, even time itself.
Wow.
It's really about seeing the world through a lens of gratitude, finding those hidden treasures in every aspect of your life.
He even suggests creating a gratitude board, which is like a vision board, but for things you're already grateful for.
Okay.
Pictures of loved ones, places you've been,
right.
Things that represent your passions, your values.
It's a tangible way to visualize your gratitude.
Yeah.
Have it front and center in your life.
And having that visual reminder can shift your mood.
Right.
And bring those feelings of appreciation to the forefront of your mind.
Exactly. It's like you're surrounding yourself with those positive vibes.
Those reminders of what truly matters.
But the real mind bender, the part where we start to push those gratitude boundaries, comes in the third set of exercises.
Okay.
And that's where we dive into gratefuling. Gratitude without limits.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So this is where things get really interesting. It's about cultivating a state of gratitude that's not dependent on external circumstances or specific events, you know?
Yeah.
It's about accessing that pure, limitless feeling of appreciation just for the sake of gratitude itself.
That sounds amazing, but to be honest, it's kind of hard to wrap my head around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you practice gratitude when there's nothing specific to be grateful for?
That's the challenge, right? It's like flexing a mental muscle you didn't even know you had.
Mm.
But Needham provides some really interesting tools to help you develop this ability.
So what kind of exercises are we talking about here? This is the part I'm most curious about.
Well, let's delve into some of those mind-bending techniques, shall we?
Right.
One technique that might surprise you is gratitude breathing.
It's not
incredibly simple. As you inhale, you think, I am.
Okay.
And as you exhale, you think, grateful.
Interesting.
No specific reason, no object, just pure gratitude for the breath itself.
It's like you're appreciating that most fundamental act of being alive.
Right? Yeah.
I can see how, like, connecting gratitude to something as essential as breathing could make it feel more, I don't know, ingrained.
Yeah.
More natural.
You're training your mind to associate that very act of breathing with a feeling of appreciation.
Right.
And the beauty of it is you can do it anytime, anywhere, waiting for the bus, stuck in traffic, even in the middle of a stressful meeting.
Those little moments we usually just tune out.
Right.
They could become opportunities for gratitude.
Exactly.
I love that.
So what other ways does Needham suggest we tap into this limitless gratitude?
Well, he encourages you to think about your senses.
Okay.
And how they can be triggers for gratitude.
Okay.
You know, like that scent that instantly transports you back to a happy memory.
Yeah.
Or sound that brings a sense of peace and calm.
I definitely have those.
Me too.
The smell of cinnamon always reminds me of baking with my grandmother.
Oh.
And the sound of rain falling has always been so soothing to me.
Yeah.
So Needham suggests choosing those sensory cues intentionally.
Yep.
Find a fragrance that evokes a feeling of gratitude.
Right.
Or listen to the subtle sounds that spark a sense of appreciation.
Like you're creating your own personalized gratitude shortcuts.
Exactly.
I'm starting to see how gratefuling can become almost like a reflex, something you can access in any situation.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
He also encourages you to find your own gratitude dance.
A gratitude dance.
You know how those cartoon characters often have like silly happy dance?
Yeah.
Well, he wants you to find your own movement that expresses pure joy and appreciation.
Now that sounds like fun. I'm picturing a lot of awkward shuffling and flailing limbs at first.
Yeah.
But hey, if it helps cultivate gratitude, I'm all for it.
It's about connecting with your body, expressing gratitude through movement. And there's no right or wrong way to do it. It's about finding what feels authentic and joyful for you.
This whole idea of gratefuling is really pushing me outside of my comfort zone, but in a good way.
Yeah.
It's making me think about gratitude in a completely new light.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
It's about challenging those preconceived notions and expanding your capacity for gratitude beyond what you thought was possible.
Needham emphasizes that gratefuling is a skill that develops over time.
Okay.
It's like learning to play an instrument or speak a new language.
Yeah.
It takes practice, patience, and a willingness to embrace those initial moments of awkwardness.
And remember, the rewards are well worth the effort.
Right.
Imagine a life where gratitude is not just a fleeting emotion, but a readily accessible state of being. Think about how that could impact your relationships, your work, your overall well-being.
It's a pretty amazing vision. It's like we're training our brains to find the good, even when things are tough.
He also delves into a really interesting topic.
Oh, yeah.
How gratefuling can be a shared experience.
Mm.
He talks about the power of expressing gratitude to others, whether it's a simple thank you or a heartfelt letter of appreciation.
I can see how sharing gratitude could create like a ripple effect.
Yeah.
You're not only boosting your own happiness, but you're also spreading that positive energy to those around you.
Exactly. Gratitude is contagious.
Yeah.
By expressing appreciation to others, you're acknowledging their positive impact on your life.
Right.
And strengthening those bonds of connection.
I'm starting to understand why Needham calls gratefuling a stairway to bliss.
Yeah.
It's like each of these exercises is a step that takes us closer to like a more joyful and fulfilling way of being.
It's about cultivating that inner wellspring of appreciation that's always available regardless of what's happening around you.
Right.
And that's a powerful place to be.
So we've explored recognizing existing gratitude, actively inviting more into our lives.
Right.
We've even delved into this mind-bending realm of gratefuling.
Learning how to generate gratitude, like at will.
On demand.
But how do we take all of this and weave it into our daily lives? How do we make gratitude a habit, a way of being?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And it leads us to the final part of our deep dive.
Okay.
Where we'll explore Needham's concept of gratitude rituals.
I'm ready. Let's dive in.
Okay. So we've explored, you know, some really powerful techniques for cultivating gratitude. From recognizing what we already have to actively inviting more into our lives.
Right.
We even touched on the idea of gratefuling, generating that feeling on demand.
Right.
But how do we make this a part of our everyday lives?
Yeah. How do we make gratitude a habit?
That's where Needham's concept of gratitude rituals comes in.
Okay.
It's about taking those, you know, fleeting moments of appreciation.
Right.
And weaving them into, like, the fabric of our daily routines.
So we're talking about turning gratitude into, like, a habit.
Exactly.
Something we practice consistently rather than just when we remember. And the beauty of rituals is that they can be so personal.
Yeah.
What works for one person might not resonate with another.
Right.
It's about finding those practices that feel authentic to you and fit into your lifestyle.
So it's less about following a strict set of rules.
Right.
And more about finding what, you know, sparks joy.
Exactly.
And helps us cultivate that sense of appreciation organically.
Needham offers a variety of examples to get you started.
Okay.
One that I found interesting was the idea of creating a gratitude corner.
A gratitude corner?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Imagine a space in your home.
Okay.
Maybe like a cozy nook or a shelf where you keep objects that inspire feelings of gratitude.
Okay.
Could be photos of loved ones, souvenirs from trips, or even natural elements like stones or shells that evoke a sense of peace.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
It's like creating a mini sanctuary for gratitude.
Yeah.
A place you can go to when you need a reminder of all the good in your life.
It's a visual and tangible way to anchor those feelings of appreciation.
Right.
And by creating the space, you're sending a message to yourself.
Yeah.
Gratitude is a priority.
Needham also suggests incorporating gratitude into our existing routines.
Okay.
Things like starting each day with a gratitude meditation.
Uh-huh.
Or ending each evening by, like, writing down three things we're grateful for.
Think of it as bookending your day with appreciation.
Yeah.
It's a subtle but powerful way to shift your focus to the positive.
I've tried gratitude journaling before.
Yeah.
I found it really helpful.
Yeah.
It's amazing how, like, taking just a few minutes to reflect on the good things can shift your perspective.
Especially on those days when you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed.
Right.
And don't underestimate the power of music.
Mm.
Needham suggests creating gratitude-themed playlists.
Oh, nice.
Filled with songs that uplift your spirits and evoke those feelings of joy and appreciation.
Music has such a profound impact on our emotions.
It does.
I can see how listening to those uplifting tunes could be a great way to boost your mood.
Needham also encourages us to celebrate our gratitude wins.
Gratitude wins?
It's not just about acknowledging the good things that happen.
Uh-huh.
It's about actively savoring those moments, allowing yourself to fully experience that joy and appreciation.
So it's about making gratitude like a felt experience.
Exactly.
Not just a mental exercise. It's about bringing those feelings to life.
And by celebrating those wins, right, you're reinforcing those pathways in your brain,
yeah,
making it easier to access those positive emotions later on.
He also emphasizes the importance of sharing our gratitude with others.
Yeah.
Whether it's expressing appreciation to a loved one, writing a thank you note, or simply acknowledging someone's kindness.
Sharing gratitude creates that ripple effect.
Think about the last time someone expressed gratitude to you.
Hmm.
How'd it make you feel?
Yeah, it definitely brightened my day.
Right.
It makes you want to pay it forward.
It's like we're creating a more grateful world.
One act of appreciation at a time.
As we wrap up our deep dive into gratefuling, I'm really struck by Needham's emphasis on experimentation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, finding what works best for each individual.
Yeah.
It's not about following a rigid set of rules.
Right.
It's about approaching gratitude with a sense of curiosity.
Playfulness.
He's reminding us that gratitude is a gift.
It is.
Source of strength, resilience, and like deep connection.
And it's a gift we can all cultivate and share.
So I encourage you to explore some of the exercises and rituals we've discussed.
Yeah.
Find those practices that resonate with you.
Right.
And make gratitude a part of your daily life.
Remember, there's no right or wrong way to do it.
Yeah.
The most important thing is to approach it with an open mind.
Right.
And a willingness to embrace the journey.
Because ultimately, gratefuling is about more than just feeling thankful.
It is.
It's about cultivating a more joyful, fulfilling, and interconnected way of being.